Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries and Life Support Outreach Church. And I just bring you greetings in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. We are so grateful and delighted that you have chosen to worship with us on today. And we just want to welcome you in the name of Jesus. And we believe that the End Time Men and Women of War Ministries and Life Support Outreach Church is not just another church. You know, we're trying to be what God would have us to be. So we just thank and praise God, and we welcome you to our worship service on today. This is our first Sunday worship service in 3 years on the radio broadcast, and we are so excited today. I give God all the praise and glory. We're going to just call our worship to order now. We're going to go right into our devotion services now in the name of Jesus. We give God all the glory and all the praise on today. We just thank and praise God for everything that he does on this afternoon. We're going to start by, I guess, having a song. And then I will, you know, I'm going to do a scripture and a pray, and then we'll have a song. Amen. I'm going to be reading today from Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who heal all thine diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He have not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. I have just read you from Psalms 103, from the first verse down to the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, those that do his holy word. I ask that you give them a blessing, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Okay, anyway. So now, y'all forgive me. I just thank God for that scripture because it hit home, because he'll deliver us from all of our destruction, all of these diseases, everything that we're going through, God will deliver us. So I'm going to pray right now. Father, I come humbly before your throne of grace this afternoon, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you, Lord. Lord, I come today, Father, just giving you all the praise, all the glory and all the honor, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, now this day, this resurrection day, Lord, we just thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I just come now, Lord. I ask you to bless our radio broadcast. I just want you to say to them whatever need be said, Lord. In the name of Jesus, it's not about me, Lord. It's all about you, Father. So I ask you today to let Deborah Dean decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to your people on this afternoon. Lord, we give you glory on today, and we give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you praise today. Oh, yes, Lord, we just thank you right now. We give you praise on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now to bless everyone under the sound of my voice today. Lord, I ask you right now to bless their home in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, and I just give you all the glory and the praise. Thank you for blessing our radio broadcast, our service on today, in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to have just one song, and then we're going to go into our testimonial service.
Cause of who you are, I give you praise. Cause of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, who you are, I give you. Thank you.
Today, we give God praise and glory on today, just for who you are, just for who God is. I'm going to open up our testimony service today, and I just give God praise and glory. I give him praise. I want to be the first to do it because God has been so good to me. I have so many things to thank and praise God for, and today I say it every day because he's good. His mercy endures forever. He's not just saying that. If we didn't have his mercy every morning, if I didn't have it, I wouldn't probably even be here. But I thank God when I can wake up, when he wakes me up and my eyes pop open. I thank God for his mercy every day and everything that he do for me. I don't take it for granted because I can have money and pay my bills and my life still can get cut off some kind of way. You know, a storm may come or anything. So I just thank God and I give him praise that he allowed me to have lights and everything. I give God praise on today. I give God glory today. I just give him praise on today. God is such a good God. It's so many things I can praise him for. I praise him and thank him for my family and everything. So, you know, my testimony is I just praise God for who he is in my life. I praise God for what he's doing in my life. I praise God for how he's opening doors and closing those that shouldn't be open. I thank and praise God on today. I give God praise on today. God is such a merciful God. I just thank and praise him on today. God is good. God is good. God is good. And I praise him. I give God praise and I give God glory on today. So if there anyone else have a testimony on this day, the testimony line is open if you have anything. Anybody want to testify for the Lord?
Hello, Pastor Deborah Daines. This is Minister Lisa. I just want to thank God for another day of life, and I just thank you for this resurrection service. I'm so happy to be in contact and fellowship with everyone. And I just thank God for for the atoning shed blood, which atones and is the propitiation of our sins, and that we have a new hope, a new life, and that even after this present suffering, it's not worthy to be compared to the glory that he has for us if we can just endure to the end. And so I just want to thank God for bringing me this far. I want to thank God
yeah.
for the wonderful people who are in God's kingdom through Christ, and that we're united together,
yeah.
hallelujah, to be glorifying God in doing trials and tribulations as well as victories and triumphs. And so I just thank God for the opportunity
yeah.
to celebrate the goodness of the Lord on today. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Lord, it's an awesome blessing to be just coming together. I mean, we can't go to the church, but we are the church. The church is in our heart, and God is in our heart. So long as we have God in our heart, and we can come together and just praise God. I don't care where we are, what we do. I just thank and praise God for him giving me an opportunity to just be alive on today. I thank and praise God. Every day to me
yeah.
is this kind of day. Every day is a resurrection
yeah.
day for me. I thank and praise God on today, and I give him glory. Is there any more testimony? Amen. God is good. I just thank and praise God for him doing everything that when I ask him, when I pray, God, he blesses. So I thank and praise God for that. I thank him for waking me up. I thank him how he covered me last night. You know, it's just because somebody was going around the neighborhood shooting last night, different neighborhoods, and I got this little thing, neighborhood watch thing, and it comes out every time something happened. It wasn't close to me, but it was doing because they know we can't get out. We can't get out when we want to get out. So I know for a fact that it's a blessing to not have people robbing and killing and stuff like that. I thank God. He's done so much. God has done so much. And so I give him praise. I give him glory on today. He is an awesome God.
Yes.
Amen. Do we have any more testimonies? And we can go on. Amen. Amen. If there are no more testimonies, we're going to go on to our, we're going to have a song, and then I'm going to go right on into the Word of God.
Go up now.
Praise the Lord.
It was too close.
Okay. Amen. I just thank and praise God. We're going to go right into our word, the word of God. Father, we come now humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to let Deborah decrease and you increase, Holy Spirit of God. Lord, I ask you to bless. Open their ears, open their mind, open their heart to this word, Lord. Lord, I just thank you today. It's all on you, Father. It's all on you, Holy Spirit. It's all on you, Jesus. I ask these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry about the music, that it was too loud. Thank you. Amen. Today, I've been kind of wrestling with this word, but it's the word God told me, gave to me to give. So I'm going to be reading from Isaiah chapter 5, from the first verse to the seventh verse. And it says, now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved, touching his vineyard. My well-beloved have a vineyard in a very fruitful hill, and he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof and planted it with the choicest vine. And built a tower in the midst of it and also made a wine press therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, between me and my vineyard. What could have been done more to my vineyard than I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes. And now, go to, I will tell you what I would do to my vineyard. I would take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the walls thereof, and it shall be trodden down, and I would lay it at waste. It shall not be pruned nor digged, but there shall be berries and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah has pleasant plants. And he looked for judgment, but behold, oppression for righteousness, but behold, a cry for help. I have just read you from Isaiah 5, the first 7 verses. May God richly add a blessing to you that do his word. The topic for today is when God says no. When God says no, a lot of times God wants us to pray to him. God wants us to ask for things. God wants us to continually. It builds faith when you pray and God answer your prayer. But sometimes God says no. When we do things, a lot of times we have to check our heart before we go pray, because we can't go and pray any kind of way to God. In his word, God encourages his children to pray to him and also to expect that he will answer. And that's what I do. Every time I pray, sometimes I don't even get to go on my knees. I be walking around, washing dishes, cooking, saying, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. Sometimes that's how we do it. But sometimes God will say no to you, and then your feelings will get hurt. We got to just analyze things. We got to check out the purpose of it. Sometimes we can ask for stuff because Sister Wilson got a new Cadillac. Now, we want a new Mercedes because Sister Wilson got that. But we can't afford the new Mercedes, and we asked God for it. But God said no. Now, we upset saying, God ain't answered my prayers. That ain't it. God know on down the line you're going to lose your job or you're going to get laid off and you're not going to get that much unemployment and you won't be able to afford the Mercedes trying to do like Sister Wilson. We got to, when we pray to God, we got to expect and believe what we're praying for and expect him to answer our prayers, but we also have to know that God can see way beyond where we came. And we have to know for ourselves that when God say no, he means no. We got to know for ourselves that nothing that we've done is stopping our prayers being answered. It's been plenty of time, even when my mother was sick, and I'm way in Nashville, Tennessee, and when they told me, and God had already showed me, but when my sister told me, I started praying. God have always answered my prayers. But when he said no, he mean no. I'm saying, well, this is so serious. I know God's going to do this because this is real serious. But when God say no, it's her time, he means no. And ain't nothing we can do about it, because God love her way more than we could ever love her. So when we pray, don't think that you sin and or something is wrong, or, you know, we doing spiteful stuff. Sometimes people have a motive, but sometimes God just means no. When he say no, he means no. You know, and so yet when God say no to our prayer request, most of the time, half of the time, when we pray, half of the time, he say no because sometimes we in sin. Sometimes we are. People say they don't sin. Oh, we don't say that willfully sit up and sin, but we can think a negative thing. We could be looking at social media or even television and say, oh, look at her. She, all this kind of stuff. Sinning. Talking about people. Gossiping about people. Just even thinking negative. You don't have to say it out your mouth. You can just think it. Because things that we think and say will be judged, believe me, because you don't have to be in your head and in your heart, and God will still hear you. Believe me, I know. I know. Believe me, because it's been there for me. I already know. And you have to go back and repent, and you don't think it's nothing. Or somebody could call on telephone. I ain't answering that phone. Here, girl, tell them I ain't here. Anything. You know, we have to be careful of that. And see, it's just what they say, a little lie. It's just a little lie. But we don't go back and repent for it. We don't think to say, Lord, forgive me for everything I've said and done today. Because I've been there plenty of times. I am nobody. But I'm just getting you to think. Just think. Sometimes God will do that, like even over in Samuel. When King Saul, he kept asking God for guidance and helping him defeat his enemy. But because Saul was so rebellious and disobedient to God, God didn't even respond to him. He wasn't even studying. So when he went to try to fight them people, he lost. Can't do it without God, so don't even try. You go on and get that Mercedes to see what happens. So Saul went on out there. He didn't get an answer. He went to a soothsayer. And you know that was against God. So then King David, he experienced the same negative response from God after he had sinned with Bathsheba. Bathsheba got pregnant in sin. And then his son was sick, and God had told him he was going to take him. But he begged and pleaded God not to take his son. And you know that hurt. And God still took him. God to say no. I'm telling you, sometimes he says no because it is not his will to answer yes to that request. But God don't do every request that we ask. He answers our prayers, but we have to be in his will, and he ain't going to do nothing out of our sin. Jonah did the same thing, and Elijah both asked God to kill them. They was ready to die because of what they had to endure. Not looking at what Jesus hadn't died then, but they weren't even looking at what was coming to Jesus. They didn't want to do what God asked them to do. They were saying, just kill me. Kill me, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it. Said, no, I'm not going to kill you, Elijah, because I got so many other things for you to do. No, I'm not going to kill you. You're going to stay right here, and you're going to do this. And Jonah the same way. And he ended up in the belly of the fish, of a whale. We have to know, and we have to just look back over things. Because it's taking stuff so long, and things are not happening like we want them to happen. All this and that. But I'm telling you, if you just be patient and wait on the Lord, I'm telling you, God will bless you. Bless your household. I'm telling you, God is a good God. And because he says no, don't mean he don't love you. Because he says no, doesn't mean that he's not going to ever say yeah, that he's not going to ever give you what you prayed for. Elijah wanted to, and you know what? Elijah was a great prophet. Do you hear me? Even when he did, when the end came, Elijah didn't even die, that he got caught up into heaven, and God took him off. Being obedient, but when you disobedient, God ain't gonna do nothing. He ain't gonna do nothing. King and Zedekiah prayed to help for defeating Nebuchadnezzar, but that didn't happen because God didn't answer. Because he was in sin a lot of ways. When God say no, God mean no. We gotta think about what we're praying about. Think about it. Just think about the things that you've asked God for and you didn't get them. Just think about it. I was sitting up yesterday thinking about things. When God say no, he mean no. And he's not going to, you're not going to persuade him any, because when it's about somebody dying and you ask God to save them or don't let them die right now because you're not ready, he said, hey, it's not your will, but it's my will. It's not what you want, but it's what I need them. It's time for them. So a lot of times when God deny our prayer request, it's like we be praying, asking amiss. Sometimes it's iniquity. He see the iniquity in our heart. Sometimes we be living in sin. You know, a lot of times we be so far from God, and then we be saying, hey, can you help me do this? I need to pay my gas bill. Sometimes even you can be all right. He been to gave you the money to pay your gas bill, and you give it to somebody else, and here you come right back to God. Can you loan me? Can you give me this? Can you? He said, no, I gave it to you, and you gave it away. Said no. But we got to look and remember he is God and God alone. God can do anything. God be trying to teach us. God be trying to show us the way. God be trying to build our character in our faith. God teaches us in everything we do. He teaches us. He, from the mistakes we make, they miracles come. I don't care what nobody say. When we make a mistake and we pray and we sorry to God, a miracle come out of that. A blessing come out of it. If we repent and we keep going to God, sorry for God, know your heart. God know my heart. All we got to do is just submit to him and be obedient to his word, and God himself will bless us because of who he is in our life. I thank God so much today, you know, on this Resurrection Day. I just thank God. I thank God because he gave his only begotten son, even Jesus, when he was hanging on that cross over 2,000 years ago. Even Jesus asked God to let this cup pass me. God said no. Now that's his only begotten son who died for our sins. He didn't let him slide. What makes us think he's going to let us slide? He's not going to do it. Oh, he wanted God. He asked God three times, to remove the thorn out of him, his flesh, and he didn't do it. He said no, but it made that thorn in Paul's flesh made him a better man, and I thank God. A lot of times I be asking God for things, and a lot of times God say no. But I thank God on today that he said no, because otherwise I wouldn't have learned anything. But I give God all the praise today. So I want to just close with this. I'm not going to keep you long because we have altar prayer. We got an altar call. But I just want to say you have to thank God sometimes when he tell us no. We don't know the reason or we don't know the circumstance. Or we don't know the situation. But all I know is God say no. I don't wonder all the time, but sometimes I do. When I pray, God answer my prayers. And all of them don't be yes. Many of them be no. But I know if God say no, I better understand. Let God make every decision for us. We have to let God, the Holy Ghost, lead us. We have to have an open mind and an open heart. So I want to close with, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching to his understanding. We got to know, and we don't understand what God do all the time. And we don't understand how God say things to us, and how he stop us and block things from us getting hurt and getting killed. A lot of times we're late, and he have a whole highway full of cars, and we can't get around, and he block us from doing things. And we think we're running late, and God be stopping us from running to killing ourselves into other cars, and you don't know what God and how he do, but we have to know that it's no certain to his understanding. He give power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up on wings as the eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall faint and not walk. All I know is that God knows what we need. God knows what we need. I thank God today. He's all that I have, and he all that I need. I give him praise and glory today. I give him praise, and I give him glory today. I thank God today that he sent his only begotten son on this on 3 days from the resurrection day to die for us on the cross. They nailed nails in his hand. They put nails in his feet. They beat him. They beat our Lord, my Lord and your Lord, in the name of Jesus. They platted a crown of thorns and pushed it down on his head where blood come running down. They pierced him in his side in the name of Jesus. But God, Jesus, stayed there for 3 days in the name of Jesus. And after a while, he locked his head down in his shoulders and he gave up the ghost for my sins and your sins in the name of Jesus. I just thank God today that he could not come down from that old rugged cross. He could have come down. He could have got rid of every one of them, but he stayed right there. He was obedient to God. He didn't let that cup pass. He stayed right there. He hung right there for all of my hang-ups, all of my sins, all of your hang-ups, and all of your sins. Truly, this is the Son of God that's been whooped by human men, that's been killed by human men in the name of Jesus. But I just thank God that he didn't come down. I thank God that he died that I may have a right to the true life. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. But that's not the end of the story. He got up on the third day morning with all power, with all power, with all power in his hand. All power, all power. He got up with all power in his hand. Power to heal, power to deliver, power to set free. My God got up with all power in his hand. In the name of Jesus, all power in his hand. I thank God on today. My God, he got up with the power to walk right, the power to talk right. Power, Lord, I thank God today. I thank him today. Jesus died on the cross for my sins and for your sins. And we sit around and we do all kind of stuff. But God say no. No. When he say no, he mean no. He didn't let Jesus pass. He ain't going to let us pass. And I thank God. Every time he say no, he teaches something. We need to know that he teaches something. I give God praise today. I don't know what day he died. And I don't know what day he rose. But I know that he died. And I know that he rose. Because I got salvation. And I give God praise. Hallelujah. I give God praise. Hallelujah. I give God praise. Hallelujah. I thank him for shedding his blood. In the name of Jesus, I thank God for shedding the blood on Calvary's cross. For you and for me, I thank God. Hallelujah. He's my God. Hallelujah. And I just give him praise today. I give God praise today. We all, hallelujah, need to give God praise. He's so good. We all got our dinners. We got our families. We got this. We got that. I know we're in the middle of a pandemic, whatever it is, the virus thing. I don't worry about no virus because I got Jesus. We got him. We here. We got Jesus. That's enough. We got his mercy. We got his grace. And that's enough. I give God praise today. I give him glory. Hallelujah. So I thank God on today. I thank him when God says no. Go back and check yourself and make sure there's nothing with you. And if he says no, no, he means no. No, he know what's best for us. Know that he loves us, and it must be something. When God say no, well, a lot of times we try to figure out and all that kind of stuff. No, if God, can you pray for me? I've been praying for a husband. And can you pray for me? I've been praying for children. Can you pray for me? I've been praying for the Cadillac. Can you pray for me? I've been praying for a new friend, armor bearer, whatever, like I've been praying for. If God say no, if he don't send me no armor bearer, let me tell you something. I be with God. I be by myself, me and apostle. I'm not worrying about that. So I just thank and praise you all for just listening. It's encouragement. It encourages me to go on and run on and see what the end going to be like. I've been running for him a long time, and I ain't tired yet. I've been running for Jesus a long time, and I ain't got tired. I don't care how old that number say I am. My heart ain't tired from running for Jesus, and I give him glory today, and I give him praise. Hallelujah. I give God glory. Hallelujah. And I give him praise on today. So we're going to come to the altar on today. I just thank and praise God that today is resurrection day, and I just give God praise on today for what he's doing and all that he's done. You know, I know everybody probably already been to church already on the television, on social media, and I thank you all for being on, encouraging me, like I said, and I thank you all for being here. And Father, we come right now humbly before your throne of grace today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to the altar, Lord. We have the altar in our heart, Lord. We come right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, bringing everything that we have before you. First of all, Lord, we ask you today to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and cleanse us, forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then, Lord, we come, Lord, and laying everything on the altar, Lord, everything that we have, Lord, every problem that we have, Lord, every situation, Lord, every circumstance, we come laying it at the altar right now, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, Lord, and we have more than we can handle, Lord, and we have to bring it to you, Father. I'm asking you today, Lord, to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover them in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels, Lord, all around about us to protect us, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to go into every home, Lord, and cleanse, Lord, purified, Lord, sanctified, Lord, covered in the blood of Jesus. Cover each person under the sound of my voice, and cover their families, Lord, in the blood of Jesus. Lord, you know what they need, Lord. I don't know, Father. You know exactly what they need. I ask you on today, Lord, to bless them right now, God. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody's body is racking with pain, Lord. I know you're a healer. I know you're a healer, Lord. I know you're a healer because you heal me, Lord. And I thank you right now, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to heal aching pain, aching bodies, arthritis, Lord, blood pressure, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise and glory today. I magnify your name today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let this be a peaceful day for us, Lord. Whatever it is, Lord, I ask you to keep them all covered. Cover them, Lord, those that's in the hospitals, Lord, those behind prison walls, Lord, those in penal institutions, those with the virus, Lord, I ask you to touch right now. Just let the hem of your garment, Lord, just send your virtue, Lord, healing virtue to cover them, Lord, all over the earth. I pray for men, women, boys and girls, all over the earth, every inch of this earth, Lord, I ask you to cover them in the blood. Cover them right now, Lord, in the blood of Jesus. I ask you right now to cover every vehicle, Lord, in the blood of Jesus. When they drive, if they catching the bus, if they walking, in the classroom, on their jobs, keep them all covered, Lord, in the blood of Jesus. Cover them, Lord, in the blood, Lord. Just cover them right now. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory today. I give you praise on today. And I ask all these things, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name and for your glory. God, just a good God, and he's a magnificent God. He is everything that we need. He is all that we ever need. I just give God praise today, and I just thank him. Lord, I ask you to bless everything that they cook. Lord, I ask you to let them not go without nothing, everything. Let them have that their cabinets be full. In the name of Jesus, don't let their meal barrel run dry, Lord. In the name of Jesus, just bless them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. I thank you all on this Resurrection Sunday. I thank you, each one of y'all, in the name of Jesus. I give God glory and I give God praise on today. We're going to get ready to close out, and I give God praise and glory. We're going to come right back here on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Time and 7:30 here where I am. And we're going to be talking about the judgments of God, the woes behind it, in the name of Jesus. We're going to just take a couple of 2 weeks to do that. And God gave them to me, so I'm going to teach them. So I'll be looking for you and whoever else want to come. So I'm going to get ready to close out. I give God praise for you all today. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. God bless y'all. Y'all enjoy all that good food that y'all done cooked, man. In the name of Jesus, y'all enjoy. God bless y'all. Have a good week. Amen. God bless.